We want to turn tonight in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5. And I want to read one verse, and it's found in verse 13. And I want to kind of continue somewhat of the same thoughts that we were on this morning. And I was thinking about that question, Lord, what would Thou have me to do? And for that question to take meaning, just as Saul was mentioning it, or he said the question, and as we kind of spent some time with it this morning, you know, a person has to have the right heart to really show its meaning. I don't know if you've ever said to someone, "Hey, do you need any help with so and so?" And you were kind of hoping that they wouldn't say yes. Have y'all ever experienced something like that? And you asked the right question, but yet it didn't really have the right meaning. And so, a person's heart, for us to really take hold of that question, a person's heart has to be right. And I'm fully convinced that that Paul never got over his salvation. He never got over what Jesus Christ did. He never got over the mission that was given to him. But there's some things that he had to know. And for us to have confidence, there's some things that we must know as we face 2026. So let's read this verse in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. The Bible says, "These things have I written unto you, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We thank you for the good day that you've blessed us with. And now, Lord, as we spend some time with you and your word, we pray that you'll help us. We ask your blessings, and that you speak to hearts according to your will. And Lord, I just pray that you'll meet with us tonight. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. What God wants you to know. This afternoon I would like, or this service, I would like us to continue the thought that we were on this morning, and ultimately the thought was facing the year in 2026. This morning we focused on the question, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" And this question came from a changed individual. It came from a changed man. It came from a changed heart. And with this changed man came a changed heart, a changed direction, because he went in a new direction in life. And then also I mentioned this morning that it was a changed question, because before he had went to the high priest and he was ultimately persecuting the church, but yet Jesus changed his life. And when Jesus changes a person's life, I'm in full belief that he will change a person's direction. Change a person's direction. So Jesus made the difference. And so God has a perfect plan for his children, no matter what the season, and we're all in different seasons in life. No matter what the season, God has a plan and God has a purpose. And it's to his children. But for us to stay on course, for us to stay on this plan, for us to know, and there's some things that we need to know. And the reason we need to know these things is the fact that there's going to be obstacles. I wished I could tell you this morning or this evening, that there wouldn't be any obstacles in 2026. But I know that there's going to be obstacles. I wished I could tell you that there's not going to be distractions, but most likely there's already been some distractions come. I wished I could tell you that there wouldn't be roadblocks, and yes, there's going to be roadblocks. But as we follow this plan, and as we follow the plan that the Lord has for us, there are some things that God wants his people to know. This verse says, "These things have I written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God." that ye may know that you have eternal life. That ye may know that you have eternal life. Number one, he wants his followers to know and have assurance. To know and have assurance that all is well with their soul. That all is well with their soul and eternity. The Bible says that you may know that you have eternal life. There's a lot of individuals that are living in fear. They're living in fear because they're not sure. They're unsure of their salvation. They're unsure of where they're going to spend eternity. They're unsure of their future. And I've heard people say, and I'm sure that you have too, I've heard people say, well, I hope that I make it into heaven. I hope that I've done all that needs to be done. I hope that he looks with favor on us that we might have eternal life. But you see, it's not based upon him looking on favor. It's simply based upon what the Bible says, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. You see, it's not based on how well we are, or it's not based on, how we act, or it's not based on anything other than the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what our salvation is in. You see, God wants us to have that assurance about the things that matter the most. And so it begins with our relationship, just like when I mentioned this morning that Paul's relationship changed. He began by persecuting the church. But yet, on that Damascus road, God changed him. And he changed with a new direction, a new goal, a new vision, a new life. Because he has done that. He has done that. He's changed that person. And God wants us to have that assurance of the things that matter the most. And there's so much insecurity today. There's so much insecurity, and not only is there so much insecurity, there's so much uncertainty. You know, you don't know when we walk out this door tonight that something may happen on the way home. You don't know that that some kind of tragedy that we might hear about on the news, or there's just so much uncertainty. You go to bed, you go to bed fine, and you get up and you're sick. You know, that's just how uncertainty life is, and how that life can change in a moment's notice. Things can change in life very quickly. And so there's so much insecurity and there's so much uncertainty. But there are some things in life that we can be sure of. There are some things in life that we can be sure of. And the first is that we know. That we know that we have eternal life. That we know, and that's how we face 2026, that no matter what comes our way, that we're okay when it comes to the Lord Jesus Christ. That we're okay. I remember the night that I got saved, I didn't know that I was all right. The night that I got saved and accepted Christ, I was afraid to die. I was afraid to die. Because I knew where I would be spending eternity. And therefore, with the Holy Spirit working on my heart, and I said yes to Jesus. And so I have no doubt at this moment, if I close my eyes and left this world, that I have no doubt of where I'm going to be. Not based on anything that I've done, but based on everything that He has done. His work. His word is true. And so those are the things that we can be certain about as we live this life, and as we go into 2026, we may not know how certain things in life are going to play out, but we can know this. We can know that we have a future. We can know that we have a future. We know that in Jesus, we have eternal life. We know that in Jesus, we have eternal life. There are things in this life, and I think you would agree with me, that there are things in this life that are very temporal and very unstable. A person's heart can be filled with fear in just a moment's notice. A person's heart can be filled with anxiety based upon circumstances and based upon happenings. A person's heart can be faced with worry based upon what news they may have received. A person's heart can be faced with depression because there's a lot of depression, and depression is a real thing. But we can have confidence that we are grounded in the Lord through the Lord Jesus Christ. We can have that confidence that we are grounded in Him through the Lord Jesus Christ. We can know that we have eternal life. We can know. And I hope each one of us tonight, and I hope those that are viewing tonight, know that you have eternal life. I hope that you know that. And if there's any doubt in your mind, if there's any doubt in your heart, then I trust that before you lay your head down tonight, that you get things assured. That you get things assured. It's a very frightening thing. When I was growing up and I was learning about the Lord, and my dad was preaching and different ones were teaching, and I'll be honest with you, there was parts of me that I was afraid. When they started talking about hell, then I was afraid. You know, hell is a very frightening place. When you understand the realization of hell and the separation from the Lord. It's a very frightening place, but people aren't afraid anymore. I don't believe that in today's world that people are afraid of death because there's so much crime and there's so many things. A person just as soon take a life as anything else. There's just no respect of that anymore. But as a believer, we can face 2026. We can face whatever challenges that are in front of us by knowing that no matter what happens, we're one of His children and we're on our way to heaven. Number two, the Lord Jesus Christ is our living, loving, and personal Savior. Our living and loving personal Savior. We have assurance concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. We have that assurance with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I like to have assurance on some things. And we have assurance in the Lord Jesus Christ. Second Timothy verses 1, 2 Timothy, I'll get it right. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." The writer here says, "I know. I know." He says, "I'm not ashamed." He says, "I know. I have believed, I am persuaded that He," meaning Christ, "that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." That's the assurance that we have. That's the assurance that we have. Paul says, "I know whom I have believed." I know. I know. It's not based on anyone else. It's not based on what someone else thinks, but Paul says, "I know whom I have believed." I know. Paul also says that I know, I know whom I have believed. I know whom I have believed. He knew. He had that personal experience. He had that changed life. He had the direction change, and he turned, 180 degrees, in his life because Christ got a hold of his heart. He had that heart change, and he knew that he couldn't do it himself. He knew where his heart was before he got saved. He knew, what his vision was, and it was his vision. But he knew what changed his life. He knew who changed his direction. He knew Him personally. He knew Him personally. You know, there are individuals that someone might stand in long lines to get their autograph or to just have a picture with them. And that person might see thousands and thousands and thousands of people every year just to get a glimpse of that person or just to have an autograph or something like that. And although you might get a, that person might get a picture, that person doesn't know you. Darla had an experience a few years ago. Some of you that might like fishing, Darla had an experience a few years ago. We went to see Jimmy Houston. He's an old-time fisherman and won many, many bass fishing tournaments, and we went to go see him, and she got her picture with him. And she got his autograph. He wrote it on a hat, got his autograph, and he actually told her. He said, "Hey," he said, "when I die, this is going to be worth something." And that's what he said to her. He said, "When I die, this is going to be worth something." Got her picture, and he's very genuine, very nice Christian man. He's actually a Christian man. And but, you know, if I was to call him up right now, "Do you remember this?" He wouldn't remember. I don't want to disappoint Darla, but he probably wouldn't remember. Probably wouldn't remember. But you know who remembers us? Our Lord Jesus Christ. That's who remembers us. That's who knows. He knows every beat of our heart. He knows everything that we're going to face. He knows everything about us and everything in our life. And here's a remarkable thing. He knows everything about us, and He still loves us. He still loves us. You see, that's that assurance that we have. Paul knew that he had had a changed life. He knew he'd had a changed life. He knew his direction changed, and he knew him personally. He knew him personally. You see, we can know Jesus Christ in a personal way. And that's the assurance that we have. It is a privilege to know him. It is a privilege to know him. The one that came into this world, we just celebrated Christmas just a little bit ago. The one who came into this world as a babe. He didn't stay as a babe. We know that his destination was the cross. We know that sin had to be paid for, and he paid the price. He became sin for us who knew no sin. And he knew the cross was the destination. And he was laid in that borrowed tomb, and he rose on the third day. And he has power over death, hell, and the grave. And he was resurrected. And he's alive today. And he's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. But it's our privilege to know him. We should never take our salvation for granted. He loves us more than any one person could ever love us. And he demonstrated that on the cross. The one that came to die for you and for me, the one who wants to have that personal relationship, the one that wants to have that personal relationship with you and for me. You see, that's the assurance. That's how we can make it through 2026 and face the challenges that we face, is that we know him and that he knows us. The world is full of uncertainty. There's so much uncertainty. You know, there's so much uncertainty. But this is something that we can be sure of, and that is Jesus. We can be sure of Jesus. The Bible says, "These things have I written unto you, that ye believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." You see, number three, he wants us to know of his loving plan and purpose. And I go back to what I said this morning. He's got a plan for each one of us. And it's a different plan. It's a different plan. The unbeliever just drifts through life. Just drifts through life. Drifting from one thing to another. I know individuals that I'm in contact with pretty frequent, just about every day. And they're drifting. You can tell in their heart. They're looking and they're drifting. And they're drifting from here. They're drifting from there. And it's like they never can be satisfied. They never can be happy. And they go out and they say, "Well, I'm going to do this in my life." And then they do it. And then after just a few weeks later, "No, I made a bad decision. I'm going to do this." And it just seems like they're just constantly drifting through life. And they say, "Well, I'm just hoping for the best. I'm just hoping for the best." They have no assurance when it comes to life's problems. They have no assurance when it comes to life's problems. But you know, a believer has assurance. a believer has assurance, and we know a very familiar verse that that we everyone can quote, but I want to read it to you, and that is this. Romans 8:28, the Bible says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose." This doesn't mean that a believer's not going to have trials. It's not. We're all going to have trials. This doesn't mean that a believer's not going to have troubles. Some of you are probably facing troubles right now. This doesn't mean that a believer's not going to have sorrows. You know, every time we say goodbye to a loved one, there's a type of sorrow because we're missing that person. Even though we might know where they are, and for that we're grateful, but yet there's still times of sorrows. This doesn't mean a believer's not going to suffer loss. This doesn't mean a believer's not going to go through disappointments, and there's a lot of disappointments in life. This doesn't mean we're not going to be faced with that. But what it does mean, it means that as we go through them, and as we go through these experiences, we know that all things work together for good. All things, that's part of our trusting. Do you realize that nothing happens by chance? There's people that believe that. There's people that believe that that things happen by chance, but for a believer, God knows. He knows what's going to happen in our life, and that's therefore we can trust Him. He understands what we need, and He understands what we're in need of, and we come to Him in prayer, and we lift our request up to Him, and we ask for help, and we have that assurance that we have. Nothing happens by chance. All things, the Bible says, all things. Nothing happens by chance. But it also says, works together. God has a plan for our lives, and He is working them out. God has a plan for our lives that He is working them out. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Being confident. That's the confidence that we have. We're having that confidence that things are working together. Things are working together. I can tell you that when I was going through my father's death when I was 19, I can tell you that I didn't understand it. I can tell you that it was difficult. There were many tears, and there were many heartaches, and there were many lonely times, and even still today, 40 years later, I still miss Him just like it was yesterday. But now, 40 years later, there's some things that I do understand. I understand that it was His death that helped open up my eyes with my relationship with the Lord. You know, it was through His death that God was working through me. And so I may not have understood it then, but you see, all those things work together for good. All those things, and we may not understand all the end results until eternity, but I can promise you this, God makes no mistakes. God makes no mistakes, and we can trust Him. Then it goes on to say, for good. For good. And I'll repeat again. We may not understand. We may not see at the moment. And we may not understand God's ways. But our assurance is that all is well. All is well. And one day we will understand. One day. We will understand. And that is something that we know. And as we face 2026, that is something that we know that we can trust Him. John 13:7, the Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. What I do, thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. You know, God makes no mistakes. And I don't know what we'll be facing. We've got a lot to pray about in life. We've got a lot of things personally in our hearts. Each one of us have things that we're praying for, and there's things that there's some concerns, and it's just part of life. But you know, we've got one that we can trust, and we've got one that we can put confidence in, and we've got one that knows us in a personal way, and He knows our struggles, He knows our needs, He knows our trials, He knows what we'll be facing. But I don't know about you, but I sure am glad that we don't have to face Him alone. I sure am glad that we don't have to face Him alone and that we can trust Him. We just need to lift these things up to Him and whatever it is that we face. But you know, we can face this in a positive way. And just as the question was asked this morning, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? We can ask that question with a surety that He knows us. And we can ask that question with a surety that He makes no mistakes. We can ask that question with a surety that we know that we're looking to eternity one day. If we're only looking for the things of this life and we're only looking for the cares of this life to bring us happiness, we're going to be people most miserable. But if we're looking for eternity, and one day, when you really stop and think about it, one day and not too many years from now, really, because life is so short, one day each one of us that know Christ, that's sitting in this room tonight and that's viewing tonight, we're going to be in eternity with Him. What a joy. What a joy. And that's what we know. And that's what God wants us to know, that no matter what we face, everything will be all right. Just trust me. Just trust me. I'll read this verse one more time and we'll close. These things have I written unto you, that ye believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. You see, our hope, our trust, our life is in His hands. And we know Him. Let's pray tonight. Our Father, Lord, we thank You for our time together. We thank You for a good day that You blessed us with. We thank You for this Sunday that we begin our new year with. Lord, we don't know what we're going to be facing and what challenges are going to be before us. We don't know what difficulties that we'll have and even what joys we have. But Lord, we know that we can trust You. We know that we can know, but help us, Lord, to ask that question. Lord, what would You have me to do? Help us to love You more. Help us to draw closer to You. Help us to not be so tied up in this world, but help us to understand that what matters is eternity. Father, if there's someone that doesn't know Christ, Lord, I pray that they'll come to know Christ. Lord, we so much desire to see people saved and that lives are changed just like You changed Paul's. But help us, Lord, tonight to focus on You. Help us to lean on You. Help us to trust You. And help us to have confidence in You. Lord, as we have this invitation, Lord, if there's someone who wants to come and pray, Lord, I pray that they'll come. But thank You for the day that You've blessed us with. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.